Drop everything and turn on the old music box. Old memories return on the old music box. Let's laugh and get away from the cares of the day.
There's something about the feel. It's a very, very sensual thing, practically. The feel and the look of records. Vinyl, shellac, whatever. If you have that interest, not just in the music, but in the medium that carried the stuff, you can't resist.
It's better than a great big band.
Well, that's kind of what we're talking about, isn't it? Opening up an old music box and hearing that evocative tune from years gone by.
You know, it's hard to remember these days before home video when any kid could sit down and watch Pinocchio, the actual feature. But in the days when this was made, this is actually before soundtrack albums came out. They would get as much of the original cast as they could into the recording studio, in this case the Decca Studios, and recreate much of the music from musical films or from children's films like Pinocchio. And this is as close as a kid would get in 1949 or whatever to being able to relive the film experience, is to listen to this record and hear Jimmy Cricket sing a reasonable facsimile of the way he sang the song in the film.
So, Arnie Fogel, back to your trip to the warehouse with all the inventory from the old Hearts record store. What was that like walking through those doors?
Imagine the entity, the type of thing that you, dear listener, are most interested in, and seeing stacks and stacks of those things in a room, just hitting you like a wall of, first of all, it was an old, very, very hot, stuffy, sweaty warehouse. This is not where the auction is going to be, but where they had been stored. So the first thing is that heat picture, you know, the kind of dustiness and mustiness, and then you sort of rub your eyes and you open them up and you take a good look and you see stacks and stacks and stacks of records stacked way higher than me, and things around your feet and around your arms, and a very claustrophobic feeling of being around a lot of records. Old records. But they're not old records. They're new records. They're new, old records. It's kind of like being in the Twilight Zone when all of a sudden the guy wakes up, opens his eyes, and sees everything just as it was 40 years ago or when he was a little boy or something. He's in a different world of old things, but they're appearing as if new.
Thousands of records in the Hearts record store collection.
Pretty incredible. One of the amazing things about this is it messes your mind in a way to think about how these folks are going to sell this stuff, or what the market is going to be for it, because there is no reliable Bible of information as to the current value of 78 RPMs that aren't old. Once again, if you refer back to, and I have maybe a couple of different guidebooks that list the market value for 78, but it's all based on the fact that the records that are being described are assumed to be used.
And it could be good or fine or very fine.
Very
but,
good,
but
yeah.
Never untouched, unsold.
New.
Unseen, yeah, new.
And that's what's such a crazy thing about it all. You know, so they, as Mr. England, who... led me through the warehouse, said, this is going to be anybody's guess as to how these lots are going to go.
Let me run something by you here. You and I are not rich men. We might go to a garage sale or an estate sale with maybe $50 in our pocket, and it's really fun to find something that maybe is $10, an old radio for $10 or $20, And it's kind of a steal, but it's not too much of a steal. And I feel the same way if I go into an old record store, like there's one up in Duluth with an old guy who runs it. I'm sure you know the one. And I think it's fun to go and buy a record or two. And the prices are really reasonable. Maybe they're rare records. They're pretty cool records. But sometimes store owners from down here or other cities will go up there and buy a bunch of stuff. And it's almost like they're taking advantage of this situation. And I wonder if at this auction there's going to be people with lots of bucks buying up all this stuff just so they can make a killing, not because they want to feel the vinyl in their hands.
I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure. My experience is limited with the notion of auctions and how they operate and how they work. But what little experience I have is such that is a tremendous factor.
And now, folks, we're going to take you down to New Orleans, Louisiana. Tell you the story about Didney Ramble. Folks, you know there was a funeral march in front of Didney Ramble where they take the body to the cemetery and they load Brother Gate in the ground. And dig it.
Everything in there is as a record retailer would have stocked in that period of time. Whatever older records before the early 50s, late 40s are in there are such that there would be a demand for in 1949 or 1950. In other words, it's not only a beautiful chance to acquire some old stuff, but it's just a wonderful opportunity to see the state of the music marketplace in the mid-century.
And as the family is crying, as they low old Brother Gate in the ground, and old Rebel say, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It's too bad old Gate couldn't have stayed on with us. And the snare drum player, he takes the handkerchief out of the snare and rolling up so the members can form in line to swing back to the hall playing Didney Ramble.